Babushka Ensemble is creating a revolution. Well, it is actually based a little bit on the Beatles, but it's also about improvising, doing things with classical music, well, that used to be done in the days of Bach and other composers, but we've kind of gotten away from it. Julia Starvas, the double bass player, and František Janoška, the pianist, talked about this revolution this week on New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. I'm talking with members of the Janoška Ensemble. They have a new recording out called Revolution. And with me is pianist František Janoška and the double bass player, which is Julius Darvas.
Hello.
Hello. Hello to everybody.
Hello.
One of the things that seems to be very significant about this ensemble is the fact that you are all family.
Yeah.
Tell me how you all came together to create this ensemble, three brothers and then a brother-in-law.
Okay. Yes, that's true. We are all families. And, you know, when we were children, we were playing already together. And then later, Julius came into the family, in Janoška family. He married our cousin. And that's why we want to create something together, because we don't have such a good double bass player in our family.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, we all get the best education on the high schools later in Bratislava, in Vienna. And at the same time, we learned from home how to improvise very special techniques, which you can't learn on the high schools, and different genres of music. And these two different worlds we put together, and this is how is our ensemble and the Janoška style born. We grow up into the music, and what we do is very authentic, I think.
So it's been in the family for, what, six generations or something like that?
Yes.
Yes, that's true. I'm playing the double bass since the third generation in my family. Mm-hmm. That means my father was double bass player and my grandfather also.
Why did you want to play the double bass? Was it just because it was in the family, or was it something you really were drawn to?
I always loved that instrument, and to see my father when he was playing, it was a big, big happiness for me. And he was always, you know, good dressed, going to the concerts, very nice dressed and smoking. And he took me always to the rehearsals, and it was always a big fun for me to be there and see how happy he was when he played the double bass. So it was really no question for me which instrument I will decide. And with 8 years, he took me on a little chair, and then I began to start to play the double bass.
František, how about you? How did the piano become your instrument?
I was asking always to be a cello player. And, you know, after 1 year, I was going to the music school. I decided to change to the piano because I love it. I love this instrument because it is like an orchestra. I feel I can put inside my feelings. This is my dream instrument.
So who would like to talk about the Janoška style and how it's evolved over the years? Is that something maybe, František, that you'd like to start telling us about?
Yeah, I can start. Yeah, Janoška style is our view on the classical music from today. We want to bring the improvisation back in the classical music. And, you know, before in Baroque times, but also later, big musicians like Bach, Mozart, Paganini and Liszt, they can all improvise. And this is, I think, lost in classical music, and we want to bring it back. That's very special that we are, I think, brothers and brother-in-law, we know each other and we play in a way together, which is very special. I don't see the Julius when he starts to play. I know it. I close my eyes and I know exactly what to play.
Yeah, and maybe I want to add that it's an unusual quartet instrumentation because I'm playing the double bass, František is playing the piano, and we have two violins. And there is no first or second violin. There are two different violins in a different style. André is playing mostly the classical part, and Roman is improvisation in the jazzy way. About improvisation, and it's of course based on classical music, but we play every genre of music. There is Latin American music, there is tango music,
pop,
rock, jazz, everything.
Well, let's talk about that, because you're taking, in some cases, familiar popular music and integrating classical music within those pieces. And I want to talk about the fact that you've made use of three different pieces by the Beatles, and I'm wondering what connection you have to the Beatles and the fact that, of course, you made this recording at Abbey Road Studios, so there's got to be something going on here, some kind of a integration with John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I have to say that we are all big, big fans of the Beatles, and we love their music. The music of the Beatles is a very, I would say, simple music, but a very clear music. And when they make records, they improvise in the studios also. And that was very important for us to go inside the studio, and we did two or three numbers that was born in the studio. Mm. So it was like an improvisation, like a jam session in the record session.
So you're telling me you went in the studio with the intention of recording Yesterday by Lennon and McCartney and then just accidentally wove in Bach's Prelude from his Cello Suite No. 1 in G major?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
That's the way how we play together. You know, we're speaking about the piece which we want to record or play in the future, and then we meet. And by rehearsal, we will try out what we can do with this piece. And sometimes we say only, now we start, we close the lights in the room, and then it's coming the most beautiful ideas.
And it was very special because we start to play Yesterday, and Roman said, I want to play intro on this. And he grabbed his violin and played the violin like a guitar, and he was playing pizzicato. Yes. And then František realized that the chords on Yesterday, they are very, very same to the Bach suite. And so Roman began to play pizzicato, the theme from the Bach Cello Suite, and it was matched totally.
Yes, and a very interesting story is when the Yesterday come out first time, the label put it in the genre pop baroque. And that was also an inspiration for us to make this special arrangement.
So which other pieces did you do that with on the spot in the studio?
The Penny Lane and one classical piece, the Prelude and Allegro by Fritz Kreisler.
was composed by Fritz Kreisler in a very special style, the style of Pugnani. And we want to have our own version of this piece. And we start with this piece in a little bit in a Baroque style. But in the middle part, we have a big improvisation, which is like a little bit funk, I would say. Because I'm playing the double bass, like, you know, a little bit funky, and František is improvisation on these themes. And then the violin main theme comes back. And at the end you have really a firework of Baroque music.
Every take, each piece is something new for us. We make for every piece maybe 3, 4, or 5 takes, and we was listening to it, and it was always something new inside. And it's very hard
to choose
the right one or the best one, because everyone is other one. No, yeah. Everyone is something special inside, and then we take always the first take.
Yeah, the first take was mostly the best one.
How about The Marriage of Figaro? This one has several surprises tucked inside. Who would like to talk about that?
It's an overture, and it's a very clear and very brilliant starting for a CD. But the whole main theme begins with the French Marseillaise. And the Beatles have also on their records this Revolution Marseillaise hymn. And we start with this. And then you can hear the theme by Mozart. And in this song we include a Jewish wedding song. And the goal was to bring together the marriage and the love. And so we decide to create inside a Jewish wedding song, which is called Kuschen Kale Mazel Tov.
So it's a big party, really.
Yeah, it's party time.
What is the whole idea behind calling your recording Revolution? Is that also connected to the Beatles?
Yes. The Beatles did a big revolution in pop music in the 60s. And you know, on our concerts, there is no wall between us and the audience, and the atmosphere is very cool and free. You know, in classical concerts, is it not always in this way? And we want to have some small revolution in classical music. Yeah, with the improvisation, with the Janoška style, how we play together. How we,
the sound,
yeah,
also.
The energy between us and the audience is also very special. They give us so much energy on the concerts, and this energy bring us to the mostly beautiful improvisations, and you know that's something very special.
Thank you. Julius, you have a rather special role in the Bach Air on the G String. And I know Bach is also one of the ensemble's favorite composers, but the double bass has an unusual role in that piece. Could you talk about that?
You have this pizzicato line with the octaves, and we play it in a classical way, and we start to play this record, and here I realized that I have to play a solo. Because it's unusual that the double bass plays the first chorus on the solo, and I think I take the first chorus because the double bass line is so important in this piece.
It was not easy to play an improvisation after this beautiful double bass solo from Julius. Congratulations to you, my brother.
František, I believe you have a son named Amadeus, is that right?
That's right.
Named for Mozart, perhaps?
Also, not necessarily, but you know, we want to give him with my wife some very musical name. In our family, is it really a tradition? Roman's daughter's name is Melody. and we dedicate also many pieces to our children.
I see that, and you've included one called Leo's Dance that you wrote for your second son.
Yeah. It was a very funny story because I wrote a piece for Amadeus, and very shortly for the recording session, my second born son, Leonidas. Tati, he say me, Tati, please, when is coming my song for me? And then I say to my colleagues, we must record something for my son. And you know, Leonidas, he play also cello, piano and violin. He start now, and he's also a very good salsa dancer like me. That I choose a Latin American rhythm for this song. Also, at home, the children of me, they sing it also, and when it's coming the refrain, they sing it always with our recording. Leo, Leo, Leonidas, and something like this.
Well, do each of you have a favorite piece on this new recording that you would like to talk about? Maybe it's one we haven't talked about already.
I like very much the Yesterday version. It's also very emotional for me personally because we did also a music video to this song. And this includes also our families. You can check it on YouTube, on iTunes. And it's very lovely because the children are inside, or parents are inside, or wife are in this video. And always when I play this song and we are not at home, I must think on the family. Sometimes I get also a little bit tears in my eyes, yes.
Oh, I think my favorite one is the Melody by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. it's a very touching, deep Russian melody, and the arrangement sounds a little bit like film music from America. It's very touching for me to have this deep spirit of Russian music inside.
What else do you want us to know about you and your ensemble? Is there anything we haven't touched on that you really want to make sure that our listeners know about you?
No. For me, I would say it's... It's very important that we have the idea that we was missing something in classical music, and we was missing the freeness of improvisation in classical music, and so we create a new genre, you can say, which is called the Janoška style, and it's always a very nice experience. Every concert of us is another one, because we are improvising a lot, and it is always the same virtuosity, but it's always a good spirit inside with much energy, and the musician also doesn't know what will happen in the concert, yeah. And it happens always in the moment, and this is so beautiful for us.
Very important to know that we play all these genres on the highest level, because we born into jazz, we born into traditional music, we born into the pop music, and also the classical music. It was always music at the home.
Yeah, and we just want to show our audience and everybody that music is one unique thing, yeah?
Yes.
And that you can connect music, and it doesn't matter which genre it is. It just depends if it's good music or bad music. And we want to have the good music around us, and to make the music connect as one.
Yes, and of course the cultures bringing together. That's also very important.
Of course. Your music is speaking every language, and everybody understand music. That is very important, that you can reach and touch your audience with your language, with the music.
Would you say that you are introducing people to classical music through the way that you're presenting it? Are there people who come to your performances who are not familiar with classical music?
Yes, of course. But there are many people coming to our concerts who are not in the classical music genre, and they love it. And also teenagers are coming to
our... Young generation.
It's very important to have the young generation, to show them that classical music can be playing not so strictly as we know.
Or they can create something new. That's also very important. And there are so many great musicians also now in US tour. We meet so many beautiful talents, and there is sometimes only to say something to them or show them something, and you open new doors, and after that you change a life. You need only sometimes to say something very small to them, and they change their minds. That's very nice.
Yes, because everybody is... that's the normal way in classical music. You get your scores, and you are playing what is written inside the scores. You have the notes, you have the harmonics, you have how long to play, you have piano, forte, crescendo, all these things are written. But where is your creativity? Where is your personality inside the piece? And then everybody is wondering, is this me, what I'm playing? Or can I create my own music? And yes, you can, of course you can. because everybody has another spirit and every human being is a unique one. Everybody has another fingerprint. Yeah. And you have to show the world who you are and where you come from.
Is underway in classical music thanks to the Janoszka Ensemble. That's new classical tracks from American Public Media, with special thanks to Valerie Kaler for producing this episode. I'm Julia Macher.